This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump has announced his scandal-plagued Interior Department Secretary Ryan Zinke will be leaving his administration by the end of the year. We get details now from AP's Ben Thomas.
The man who brought Christmas back to America.
President Trump announced on Twitter that Ryan Zinke will leave his post at the end of the year.
Ryan, I want to thank you for doing such a beautiful job.
And as he did at last month's national Christmas tree lighting, Trump praised Zinke, saying he'd accomplished much as Secretary of the Interior. Zinke's played a lead role in Trump's efforts to roll back environmental regulations and promote domestic energy development, something the Center for Biological Diversity calls a slash-and-burn approach that's been absolutely destructive for public lands and wildlife, and one that's not likely to end with Zinke's departure. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. lawmakers traveling to the state of New Mexico in the coming week as they search for answers about how a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl died while in U.S. custody. Congressional Hispanic Caucus says it would lead the delegation. Young girl died of what medical officials preliminarily declined or determined that is as sepsis shock. The symptoms include extremes in body temperatures, lethargy, and restlessness. Officials' account indicate that the girl received a quick assessment, as all people taken into custody do, before waiting for hours to be transported to a hospital. U.S. military says it has killed 8 members of the Al-Shabaab extremist group with an airstrike. Airstrike occurred on Saturday south of Somalia's capital Mogadishu. No civilians were involved. And the United States says it welcomes actions Pakistan is taking to promote a negotiated solution to the war in neighboring Afghanistan, coming after the next round of peace talks is set for Monday. This is VOA News.